Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming.
Even as residents chafe under Governor Mark Gordon's pandemic mandates, Park County Health Officer Dr. Aaron Billen has announced another four Park County deaths attributed to COVID-19. Details on the latest fatalities is scarce, but it is known that three of the four were residents of the Rocky Mountain Manor, an assisted living facility in Powell, where the virus has run rampant. The latest information now puts Wyoming's death toll at over 400, with well over 40,000 confirmed or probable cases. There is some good news as the number of patients hospitalized has gone down, now numbering 114 across the state. That's down from a high of 247. Health officials continue to urge the public to hold the line against the virus and follow all recommended procedures. Cody police are dealing with a mystery, namely the deaths of twin brothers who were found deceased in the home they shared last Saturday. A concerned coworker called into police after one of the two failed to show up at work and no one was answering the phone when called. After officers discovered the two, air quality monitors were deployed to check the atmosphere inside the home, and carbon monoxide poisoning was quickly ruled out. One brother had recently been diagnosed as positive for COVID-19, but it's unknown if that diagnosis had anything to do with the deaths. Police say their preliminary investigation rules out foul play. They have not released the twins' names yet. Pending notification, the investigation continues.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Ace Hardware is your Christmas store. Shop for all your Christmas decorations for the inside and outside your home. Plus great gift ideas at your local Ace Hardware, downtown Powell.
Are you buckled up? You better be. It's the law. Police officers and highway troopers can stop and ticket you for not wearing your seatbelt. This is Cody Bears with YDOT. Keep yourself, your friends, and your family safe. Speak up and insist that everyone is belted inside your vehicle. In a crash, an unbelted person can slam into and injure others in your vehicle. Remember, buckle up for life, Wyoming.
Lovell police are still searching for the motive behind a nearly fatal shooting that occurred on December 20th at an apartment building on Nevada Avenue. James Lennox, 32, was shot several times with wounds in his abdomen and arm. He is currently listed as in critical condition after he was life flighted to a Billings hospital. After a short investigation and with a little help from AT&T to locate a cell phone signal, 27-year-old Brennan Hodges was arrested in connection with the shooting. Hodges has been charged with several serious felonies, including attempted first-degree murder, two counts of aggravated assault, and possessing a deadly weapon with unlawful intent. He is currently being held in the Bighorn County Jail on a $1 million bond. Police continue to investigate. Authorities in Fremont County say a woman stabbed a man to death on Christmas Eve. According to a news release, Fremont County Sheriff's deputies were called to a residence in Pavilion for a report that a man had suffered a severe chest injury. When they arrived, they found a 41-year-old man with an apparent stab wound to his chest. Attempts to revive him were unsuccessful. Following an initial investigation, 39-year-old Pavilion area woman Benny Lee Strock was arrested on recommended charges of second-degree murder. Authorities say there is no evidence suggesting that anyone other than Strock was involved in the incident and that there is no threat to the community. This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.